adult male black bear had been grazing outside the Haynes Museum and eating from a historic apple tree out front. Sheldon Museum staff had secured a loner electric fence to put up around the 100-year-old tree, but it was stolen from the porch the day before. Museum Board President Colleen Adams says museum employees had seen signs of the bear just days before.
So it wasn't something that had been going on for a month and no one had done anything about it. The bear actually had started showing up a couple of days prior. We would see bears scat around the tree.
The bear was ultimately euthanized by the Haynes police chief and an Alaskan wildlife trooper on the morning of August 31st. In his report released to KHNS, Police Chief Heath Scott says he'd attempted to haze the black bear from the top of the apple tree using cracker shells and beanbag rounds. Wildlife Trooper Colin Nemec was also there. He says one of the chief's shots fired to ward off the bear injured the animal, which fell out of the tree.
One of the rounds that the chief shot at the bear either penetrated or broke a bone or something like that and injured the bear. I'm not going to speak directly at the condition of the chief's firearm because it was his firearm and he needs to be the one to speak about the condition of his own weapon.
In other words, he couldn't say what type of round had injured the bear, nor would his agency be looking further into the incident. Chief Scott has declined several times to be interviewed. He released a written statement saying they were concerned about the significant safety risk posed by the bear. He said they considered waiting for the bear to come down or forcing it down. Both options risk coming into conflict with community safety. Nemec said Friday once the bear had been injured, it was decided that law enforcement had to finish it off.
I did not want to be having to chase an injured bear around town or somebody get injured because we had an injured bear in town. So I told them to dispatch it. Ultimately, he was unable to dispatch it, and I ended up dispatching the bear.
There's nothing in Chief Scott's official report that suggests the bear had been accidentally wounded. Chief Scott reported he made 4 attempts to haze the bear from the tree with less lethal munitions, which were unsuccessful, and the bear was then, quote, put down. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says he can't comment on the decisions taken by law enforcement. He reiterated that the public can only legally kill a bear out of season in defense of life and property.
Technically, it's termed an agency kill versus defense of life and property, which is often a layperson. They have a bear on their property or they're out in the wilderness and they have to defend themselves.
Alaska Wildlife Trooper Colin Nemec says his agency is not investigating the circumstances of the bear's death, but he will be conducting firearms drills with the Haynes Police Department in the coming weeks.
So I'm going to conduct a training with the police department, just updating and refreshing everybody on how to use hazing rounds and kind of what's the best practices for hazing bears.
Nemec says the Haynesboro, law enforcement, and fish and game offices are all working together to mitigate bear problems. Last year was a banner year for bear problems in the community, with 26 killed outside the hunting season. One of those included a bear shot and killed outside Police Chief Heath Scott's garage. State officials are continuing to investigate the circumstances of that October 9th killing of a mature brown bear. In Haynes, for KHNS News, I'm Corinne Smith.